Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You're right. Each child is a gift, reflecting the image of her creator. And God's love for each child must beat within us as well. He is unlikely to welcome us warmly if it doesn't. And you reference Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. And part of that passage is, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. Thirsty, and you gave me something to drink." And this needs to beat in our heart. I mean, I feel like as you grow in Christ, and the only way really to grow is to be much in His Word and much with Him. But if you read His Word with your eyes open, there's reference all over the place about the poor and about remembering the oppressed. And so this is a very big deal, enough for Jesus to say,
whatever you've done for the least of these,
exactly,
you've done for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He identifies with the poor, and He's not talking about us, and we like it when He talks about us. You know,
yeah.
He is talking about that other person, and He is saying, "I am with them. And when they suffer, I feel the suffering." That's what compassion literally means. It means to suffer with. And so as we grow in Christ, and as our faith matures, and we spend time in the Word, what I hope is happening to us is we are increasingly drawing close to the heart of God. And when you draw close to the heart of God, you begin to feel what He feels. And when you feel what He feels, when He looks out at this world of injustice and pain, when He looks at children that are being tricked into the sex trafficking, or when He looks at preventable disease and kids dying of dirty water and things like that, and then He looks over on the other side of the world and He sees people who bear His name and are gathering in these million-dollar sanctuaries and have been entrusted with this immense wealth, there's something we need to enter into. And it's not comfortable. But it's beautiful. And if we are willing to stay in a place of vulnerability in that heart of God for the poor and oppressed, and of commitment to live our lives somehow as Jesus would live in our place, then we will find what we were talking about earlier, which is that our healing begins to appear. When we set our own trivial concerns and all of the insecurities and fears aside and begin to get out there and fight someone else's battle, to take up a cause for the sake of someone who is suffering, that's Jesus-like.
That's right.
What we're called to be. And that there's a reason to hope, that you can lift your expectations. That's the message I carry forward, is it's about hope. Hope is not just a fluffy thing. It's not a thing with feathers. Hope is solid. Hope is the thing that gets that unemployed guy out of bed for the 20th job interview. Hope is the thing people hold on to when they receive that diagnosis. I have seen it. Hope is one of the toughest materials around, and hope is made of three specific things. It's made of a vision of a better future. And so no matter what you're facing in life, that question, do you have a vision of that problem-solved future, that future? Is it crystal clear? What does that look like for you? The second thing, though, is you've got to have that vision, but you also have to have a way to get there, at least one way, no matter how tough it might be and how steep that path might be. You have to have a way. So do you see the way to get there? But there's a third requirement. It's good to have the vision. It's good to have a way to get there. But without this third thing, it'll never happen, and you don't have hope. And the third thing is the courage to step out and walk that path. And that's what I see in these kids. I see hope. They're facing stuff far more challenging than anything we ever deal with. And yet they're able to have a vision of a better tomorrow.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.